I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the gospel spreads in China, authorities continue to attempt to sever Christians from the global church. Bob Fu, a contact with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says now international travel by Christians is being hailed as an illegal border crossing. Problematic international activities include anything from worship conferences to seminary studies.
In recent weeks, we have learned another four Christians were criminally arrested for going to South Korea and Malaysia attending the Christian conferences. So they are going to be tried and sentenced for criminal imprisonment.
This sends a chilling message that believers need to reevaluate the events they attend. Pray that God would strengthen these Chinese believers as their physical isolation increases. And as International Media Ministries works to film the story of Esther, they've witnessed it impact their own cast in powerful ways, says Denise Godwin.
The story of Esther is one woman standing up to reconcile the Persians to their own laws, their own values, as well as to help the Persians and the Jewish people come back together. So telling that to the actors has brought tears on set and discussions that are just amazing.
The project includes people from eight different countries with common roots in the Persian culture, but wildly varying backgrounds. The cast is experiencing connection and reconciliation at a personal level. Godwin asks prayers for safety, wisdom, and creativity. Pray for clear gospel presentations through this film. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.